This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Hope your weekend is starting off well. We are doing the Reardon Roundtable today. It's Mike Elam. Man, it just feels like I was here yesterday, and that was a week ago. That's crazy how time is flying. You know, they say as you get older, time flies faster. I'm really starting to believe that. Steve Butts, is that true? You're old.
Mike, I am. No, I'm the oldest on the panel, am I not?
I figured.
I could tell you this.
Actually, I kind of thought I was older than you.
Old. 66.
No, you win.
I win.
You win.
I win.
All right.
I can't believe I'm not the oldest. That's
I'm a little behind
very
you.
Great.
I'm so glad I am not. It started to happen sometimes.
It is
it's
happening.
Not comfortable.
Way
so
too often.
The voices that you hear with us today, Jane Duker, the one that you know and love, who's here every Friday. State Representative Steve Butts, hoping to be your new state senator here in the city of St. Louis, and current state senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman is joining us today. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
It is good
Happy
to see
Friday.
Everybody.
Happy Friday.
Friday.
I'm going bananas.
Why are you? Oh, because is that a Savannah banana thing?
I am so excited about these bananas. I can't even. I mean, I'm like a child. I am so excited to go to this tonight.
It's going to be so fun.
And it's going to rain.
Hot ticket. And you know, their attendance was a million. They broke a million attendees.
Wow.
All the various stadiums.
How are you going to put a million people in this stadium?
They sold out our stadium twice. But, their annual attendance is up to a million.
Wow. And both these are sold out, right?
Yeah.
I heard St. Louis is completely sold out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to start things on a downward note, but... But I'm going to. I don't know that it's really a downward note, though, because when you get to this point in life and somebody passes away who's done a lot, it's kind of one of those things where it's sort of, and I know we talk about this, a celebration of life. But we lost Congressman Clay Sr., who passed away this week, thought you guys might have some reflection on him and what he was. I mean, Missouri's first African-American congressman and one of the founding members of the Black Caucus in the House. I mean, that's a big thing. Whether you agreed with his politics or not, there's some things that you just tip your hat and go, man, that guy did some stuff.
He did. I mean, it's a huge loss. And I'm, you know, my condolences go out to Lacey Clay Jr. because he was so tight with his dad. And this is really hard. Luckily, he was with family. And it's a huge loss. I mean, it feels like a generation gone. So what he was to St. Louis, I mean, you still go up to his district and everybody knows him. I mean, no one worked with their constituents more than he did. And so,
but more than that, I mean, like he's, like you said, I don't agree with all of his politics, but the man dedicated his entire life to service to our country and to our communities. And it's really hard not to respect a man like that. And as part of our prep for today, I was looking up a little bit about like his CV. Ugh. It's incredible. I mean, he was really a civil rights icon. I don't think that people understand the amount that he did for not just Missouri, but for the country and what that looked like. And so, yeah, I just want to echo what you had said is condolences to his family. I know it must mean a lot that his family has chosen to follow in his footsteps and serve people the way that he served. But yeah, just an incredible life lived.
For sure. I agree with all three of you. I know that the amount of legislation he touched, stuff that has actually changed our daily lives, and at one time was considered very progressive or liberal, now is very mainstream.
Yeah, FMLA.
But I just a lot of things.
That's huge.
My mom, God rest her soul, passed away a couple, 3 years ago. Her childhood friend from the first grade was Virginia Cook. And Virginia is still with us, lives in Jeff City, and was a top aide in St. Louis County for Congressman Clay for many, 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 many years. So,
and so how many people he mentored and taught, and the generations of public servants and, you know, just all kinds of public servants, not just, you know, congressmen like his son. But the mentoring that he did in this area, you can't even.
And nationally they just, with the Black Caucus.
Right. And it doesn't happen like that anymore. I mean, he really was a trailblazer.
Yep. Well, Senator Williams here locally, another person
absolutely
is mentored. So
absolutely.
And we talked about him last week on the roundtable because it sounds like he's probably going to throw his hat in the ring for county executive.
I'm glad you said that because I was wondering if that was public. That has certainly been making the rounds and, you know, in the hallway.
I hope so.
We've been talking about it for the last several months.
Well, it's funny because
I was kind of wondering when you brought his name up if we were going to go there.
Well, and welcome to Mike Elam being in for Mark Reardon. Yeah, we'll go there.
We're going
there's a little bit anything that could happen. But kind of to this mold of talking about passing the torch.
Yes.
You're seeing a lot of that. And especially on the Democrat side right now in talking about turning the page in D.C. of you've had this for a few years before Hakeem Jeffries moved into the minority leader seat. With Nancy Pelosi, the three top leaders in the House in D.C. were 83, 82, 81. Mm-hmm. And you had David Hogg, who has been that new, he just got kicked out of the DNC.
Thankfully.
Because he decided.
Wait, I missed that.
Yeah, they booted him.
Yeah, because he wanted to go after all the old people.
All the donors.
Well, he wants the old people to go away.
No, he wants all old people gone. I mean, he's part of the problem.
In the words of Bob Seger, man, they look at it's time to turn the page. And when you have folks who are in their 80s in this leadership position, then younger folks can't make their way up. Like, you can't move. That's, of all the things that I hate about term limits in the state of Missouri, because I think those are great ideas on paper that you all would know better than I of how it practically plays out, I wish we had 16 years, spend it however you want. If you want to do 16 of the Senate, 16 of the House, that's Mike Elam's version. It's not the way that we are right now, but...
Well, I would trade it for 12. I mean, I would say if we were going to put something on the ballot and say, you know what, we can drop it so you're not spending 16 years total to get more stability in one place. I think you see that really mostly in places like House leadership.
Right.
I don't know, in the Senate, it hasn't been as disastrous.
I'm,
but on the House side, when you don't have anybody in leadership long enough to get good at the job,
right,
it's not their fault. You can
bad
have
things
brilliant
happen.
People. But they're moving so quickly. And you see, like, Dr. John Patterson, who's from Kansas City. He's a very good friend of mine. Brilliant dude. But he just finished his first year as speaker, and he's going to term out. We came
lame
in together,
duck,
all of us.
Lame, that's correct.
Right, he's
lame
already
duck
a lame
ready.
Duck. It's
right.
Alex Riley now, the incoming floor leader, who will be the speaker-elect. And, yeah, people just can't get good at the job without enough time at the helm.
So I heard someone say a few years ago, Missouri is the only corporation in America that is a $50 billion a year corporation with a 2-year long range plan.
It is, as someone who served.
Well, 2 years is not long.
Right.
So,
we budget annually.
Annually, and by the time 1 year is done, you know, the second year is already here. So I'm going to say we have a 1-year plan.
I agree.
It's true. And as someone who served in the executive branch at a high level before, as term limits came in, it's ruined our state. I'm sorry, it has. And it was a great idea on paper, but the people who are running everything are not the elected officials.
Shane, I hate when I agree with you.
I hate
so
to say that. You know what? Term limits is the ballot box.
That's
and
right.
This idea that if your constituents want to keep sending you, they get to keep sending you. Yeah. And I know people get frustrated with that. However, the experts are the lobbyists. The experts are the people who, you know, have been studying policy.
Well, but let's be honest. Most of the lobbyists are the folks who used to sit in your seats.
I don't know about most.
No, I don't think that's true. I'd say a small percentage. I'd say a small percentage. And
most of the ones that I know are the ones who used to sit in your seats.
But I'm just telling you, it not only is the leadership problem a problem, but, you know, when you had Harold Caskey, who was a senator, and he was really one of the only people that understood the foundation formula.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When he leaves, there's no one who understands the foundation formula. For budget, you had Wayne Good and John, I'm having a brain cramp, Republican and Democrat, who served on budget together for 30 years. They heard every dumb idea.
Right.
They lived every dumb idea. They had to be vested in what they passed.
And they lived through the surpluses and
exactly.
I mean, because that's the other piece, too, is when you have only lived in just tremendous amount of national money coming in.
The General Assembly now.
Our entire 8 years that we've served together.
There's been money.
Flush with money. It's totally. And I lived only through, you know, horrible, horrible lean years. Yeah. So they served on budget for 30 years together, and they had to live with what they passed. Term limits, these people, they pass legislation to get to the next level as opposed to what's a good thing for this state in the long term. Nobody thinks long term.
We're going to keep this conversation going. We're here with the Reardon Roundtable. It's Jane Duker, State Representative Steve Butts, and State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. My name is Mike Elam. You are listening to the Reardon Roundtable. That just flows off a tongue, doesn't it? Some days better than others. And by the way, I just wanted to point out, Sue has a lovely pink blanket on today.
Thank you.
That was listener delivered. We're not sure who.
Yes.
But I think Sue would like to say she is toasty right now, and I would say very fashionable.
Thank you for adding that,
you're welcome.
At some point, she's going to share it with me, I hope.
There's two.
Okay. There's two.
It'll be needed today. 66 degrees in here.
No, I knew it was comfortable in here.
It's frost.
Yes.
Steve. But thank you to whoever sent that. That was
That's
so nice.
So lovely.
So I don't have to use my trunk blanket anymore. I feel good. So thank you. Thank you.
And she said trunk, just so we're clear. That was a trunk blanket. The Reardon Roundtable on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It is the Reardon Roundtable on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Gelam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Jane Duker is here. Missouri State Representative Steve Butts, who's running for Senate, and State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. Thank you all for being here today. So I wasn't going to talk about this, but since we were just talking about this, let's talk about it for a little bit. So if you're going to go to a concert, just know that there's a really good chance there's going to be cameras out. Every now and then, you may end up on a Jumbotron. So, if you're going to have an affair, probably don't be in the front row of where people can get a great shot at you. And if you're going to cheat with somebody at work, cheating with the HR director makes it really hard for you to enforce morality clauses going forward. Oh, do you have that?
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yep.
It's pretty bad when you get called that from the stage.
Did you read his resignation letter?
No.
Or his statement?
His statement?
Yeah.
At the end, he's mad about his privacy being violated.
Dude. I didn't know he resigned.
No, it wasn't a resignation. I'm going to take time to reflect on my choices letter. But it was like, I'm mad that I
should have been with the marketing director.
Concert, and they shouldn't have put people's pictures up on a Jumbotron. Like, dude. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that's true. I mean, it's like, you know, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Right.
If you're going to
do reflect.
It, I mean,
yeah. Go reflect.
What is there to reflect about?
Reflect.
I'm sure you just need to be calling an attorney and your wife is probably doing the same.
And Mrs. Jeez. Astronomer is going to be very rich.
So I understand that
she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
I haven't seen
her. They have these wonderful children. They have this picture that's floating on the whatever. And they've got these three just gorgeous children.
And the worst part about it is they were at Coldplay.
I know.
I'm not a
Coldplay fan. I mean, now they're going to take your man card because you showed up at a Coldplay concert.
I mean, I just don't. Yeah, right.
What
yeah.
did they sing?
Right.
I was trying to think if I knew any of their songs.
But anyway,
you
the
do.
Whole thing is gone complete. It's amazing to me why that, above all the goofy other stuff that happens in the world, like something like that. Just, I mean, it has gone crazy. It's gone viral.
It really kind of tells you what's important to us. As a society,
or
right?
What are we trying to like not talk about and listen to? I mean, it's sort of a distraction.
Jane, do you need to be fitted for a tinfoil hat? Come on over with me. Are we blocking?
Apparently.
Is this like what's actually happening? That
well,
is
not
this
that,
is
that,
making?
No, but I think people like I'm sick of the news. Some days
they want a break,
and right, yeah, you want a break, and you're just like, okay, dude, you're screwed. I mean, and you're like, okay, well, at least that didn't happen to me.
it's just true, you know, tabloid media, right? It sells. It is
it
an
does.
Escape from reality.
Right.
I just fortunately got back from Wimbledon just a few days ago. I was there with my brothers.
So jealous.
That was fun.
Hashtag
that was awesome.
Brag.
But when you're in England, it's still shocking how many like daily tabloids there are. You think, how can there be this much attention?
Dish.
Things, well, isn't London famous for that?
Yes.
Very famous.
Lots of tea.
That's
they like to spill the tea.
Unbelievable how much of it there is.
I looked for you.
Were
well,
you there?
I was not at center
no,
court.
On
I was
TV.
On. I was on oh. court. I was on court 16, 17, and 18.
Oh, that's why I didn't see you.
So
okay.
not center court. And court
so you
one.
Didn't pop for the center court money like Sue's family.
There's no popping. It's like $3,000 to get in there. I'm not going to do that. It's $35.
Not
bucks
with Catherine,
to get in
Princess, to yeah. Princess Catherine.
Bucket list.
No invite to the royal box.
I understand.
Maybe one day.
Seeing Kate. She looked beautiful.
She does look beautiful, doesn't she?
Yeah, I was happy for her.
My brother was happy with that. Once in a lifetime, you got to do it.
I'm glad she's not wearing those pantsuits anymore. She looks so nice.
Yeah. It's better. Yeah.
Super quick shout out. One kid I followed, an American tennis player. He's 18 years old. His name's Jack Kennedy. I watched him win round one, round two, and then he, you know, fell off. But I thought I got to watch the American kid.
His name is
Jack Kennedy.
I love it.
Well, so we're talking about media and what that looks like. Let's talk about the fact of what it looks like when NPR gets their funding cut. I thought it was really going to be a bigger deal, but I was reading the story today and talking about for St. Louis, what that means. So if you look at NPR here in St. Louis and Channel 9, so the funding that's getting cut from Channel 9 works out to be like $1.8 million, which is 13% of their budget. Now,
I thought it was worse for Channel 9 than it was for NPR as far as percentage.
It is. For NPR, it's
like 26%.
It's 9%.
Yeah.
I think. So it's like, okay, at the end of the day, is that really going to change that much of what they do? When you're talking about, you know, 10 to 15% of your overall funding, there's ways to cut your way to that. There's ways to fundraise to do that. Do you think this cut in NPR is really going to change anything?
So I'll go first on that one. I'm a big NPR fan, been listening and watching my whole life. Do I think that the percentage cuts are going to dramatically affect the product they put out? I really don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Fundraising has been the last 20 years or so a big part of it. And of course, you know, though it's commercial free, you will note there are commercials. You just don't have a call to action, as they say. But
I haven't listened in years. I don't know.
They act and sound like commercials, and I would think they will have to have that.
You haven't missed anything.
I think you've missed a lot. But
I used to like Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers on Saturday mornings, but when they went off the air, that was the last show.
I'll just say, it's going to put more pressure on fundraising. To think that with $37 trillion in debt, that all of us, I think politicians, leadership, that don't tell the American people, you know, we are going to have to cut spending.
The belt needs to tighten.
Are going to have to raise revenues. And anybody that tells you differently, they're lying to you. Think back for the last 30 years, how many times they said, if we just do this tax cut, we can project growth that we're going to be paying down the debt. It never happens. It just keeps growing and growing.
Bill Clinton was the only one that got us a surplus.
And even then, we had our national debt.
And Trump last month.
Right.
Then, we have our national debt. And the national debt, different from the annual deficit, continues to grow.
Yeah, so and we have to tighten the belt.
The piece that I don't really understand about the NPR funding piece is all of the news headlines seem to say, you know, this is taking away from the legislature's control of the purse and ceding to the, like, well, they voted to do
it. They voted it.
So
yep.
This is
that doesn't even make sense to me.
No,
it was every single piece that I looked up. And when you look at, I agree with you in theory, Steve, that it's nice to have something where we are funding news and that there should be a place for people to get it. But the reality of what's happened with NPR is they are no longer a trusted news source because they don't even attempt to try to share the middle of the road. So it's hard to articulate when you've got to have cuts, there needs to be spending cuts. Why are we still funding this propaganda machine for the left? I just don't think it resonated with people anymore. And that's why
I think it resonates, with the group. That group is all the same group. I mean, when they talked about the fact that NPR or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, their entire staff is Democrat. They don't have one Republican on their staff. That tells you right away that fair and balanced is not something they're going for. Otherwise, they would have tried to make sure that they're getting this diversion of ideas all in the room and kicking this around. When we all agree the same, and we all think the same, you're not going to get a diversity of ideas. And from the party that brings you DEI, you would think they want a diverse array of ideas to go out on the table and talk about this. But that's not where we are. So I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, look, we are more polarized than we've ever been in my lifetime in media. And we all listen to echo chambers. I like to go listen from time to time when a story comes out. I like to go listen to MSNBC and CNN just to find out, what are you saying about this? Because I'm a Fox News guy and I will opt to Fox News. And I force myself to go other places to go, get me out of my echo chamber. What does somebody who doesn't think like me think about this issue? And sometimes I hear some stuff and go, Yeah, it's actually not a bad point. I wouldn't have been open to that idea if I hadn't listened to something else. But I think, to your point, they're saying the same thing over and over and over again. So I'm like, look, let's just get federal funding out of this, and you go ahead and let's do open market. And you go ahead, if you want to do a left-based thing, go get left-based people to fund it and talk liberal ideas all day long. And if you want to be conservative, go the same way. But support it in a different way. It doesn't have to be tax dollar supported. Jane, you say?
The trouble I have is, you know, PBS, I think, is actually, in my mind, different than NPR. And the idea that, you know, Sesame Street and, Mr. Rogers. And
Ken Burns specials.
And Ken Burns specials. Frankly, Donnybrook. I mean, they have split views. To me,
wait,
PBS.
Wait, hang on. Did you just say Donnybrook has split views?
They do. Okay. Joe Holloman? You can't call Joe Holloman a Republican? You can't call, Wendy Weiss?
And Wendy Weiss?
Is a declared Republican. I mean, you know, they do, I'm not saying it's like the end all be all,
okay,
but you can't say that it doesn't exist. It does. And a lot of people locally watch it. And, you know, I mean, and then you got other people on the other side who are silly. And I'm a Democrat. But, you know, I feel like, so I see PBS differently. Maybe it's because of my local PBS, but the stuff that I watched it for was never political. It was, you know, learning for kids, learning
for adults.
I mean, they have specials and all kinds of things. So I think it's a shame to not fund that sort of stuff, because I'm just telling you, we're polarized, but we're also getting dumb.
I think their funding is not going to change that much. I think pulling the funding from the government side is going to encourage them to do more of what they're already doing, and they're going to have a free rein to go do it, and that's fine with me. If mm-hmm. you go get
yeah,
do it and it's not my tax dollars.
Yeah, I don't want to be paying for it anymore. You know,
yep.
This week they did a live audio of someone having an abortion, that my taxpayers would be funding that. My tax dollars would be funding that. It's like, for Pete's sake, like, if you want to do that, go do it on your own dime.
Right.
It's just horrifying for so many people that why would you, unless you're intentionally trying to anger people. And so go anger people and please your fundraisers.
I will tell you one thing. Congressman Lukemeyer said one time, he was in a meeting in D.C., and he said, D.C. is the only place this would happen. We were having a discussion talking about how much stuff cost, and money was getting thrown out. And he said, this is the only time I've ever seen this happen where someone in the room said, hang on, are we talking millions or billions? And he said, D.C. is the only place you could be having a conversation about money and get confused of, is it millions or is it billions? We're going to talk a little bit about St. Louis Police Board. They actually had a first meeting. We'll dig into that on the other side. Jane Duker is here. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Steve Butts. It's a Reardon Roundtable on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's a written roundtable. I hope your Friday is starting well. Well, wrapping up as the case would be. I should say I hope your weekend is starting well. And we will go that way. Shout out to Ethan wearing the Lindenwood Lion paraphernalia today. Let's go Lions.
The alma mater.
You got to love it for both of us. So both of us are Lindenwood Lions and my son's Lindenwood. So shout out to Dr. Porter and everything they have going on out at Lindenwood. So, all right, Jane, I'm going to let you kick off on this because I assume you are plugged in. The first St. Louis City Police Board meeting was held yesterday. Yes. What happened?
I mean, it went really well in the sense that they had to get some structural stuff done, like, you know, the parliamentary rules, you know, voting on their statutory mandate, you know, just the sunshine law policy.
Electing the president of the board.
Absolutely. And the mayor did have a good point when she said, look, I don't know that we should elect all these officers until we've determined what those officers' roles ought to be. And so, you know, they held off on the treasurer because that's a big one, because the money stuff here is going to be a sticky wicket.
That's the
fight. It's going to be a sticky wicket. So that all went like you would think. And, you know, people had suggestions and especially the mayor, which I appreciated. And you know, she fairly asked questions. So that's fine. And then they did something pretty courageous, which I was, and that to me, sort of, I was like, okay, this is a good omen as far as I'm concerned. There is a lot of controversy regarding a body cam contract.
Okay.
So there was the current provider's utility. St. Louis County has utility. Various other municipalities have utility. The chief went and did not bid, but tried to go off of a state contract for Axon cameras.
Chief Tracy.
Yes.
Okay.
And went through no bid, and it was going to cost, like, I don't know, how many millions of dollars more. Like,
more.
Significantly a lot more money. Then, they went to the supply commissioner. And which is interesting. And then,
what does that mean?
Chris Carter, the cousin of the former mayor.
So, what is the supply commissioner?
He gets supplies.
Okay.
So
it sounds like, Mike. Thanks for asking stupid questions.
I've never heard of a body cam contract going to the supply commissioner.
Okay? So there's
that's
the
not
difference.
That's not normal.
Gotcha.
So then they canceled that contract.
I'm sorry. I just paused. Is it normally like, you know, highlighters and paper clips go through the supply commissioner, not $1 million contracts?
Well, not service contracts like this of something of this magnitude.
Millions
of dollars.
I do think the difference in the money was something like $15 million.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like $17 million.
What is
the delta, but what are we talking about? Is this a $45 million contract? Is this?
I'd have to add it up over the years, but yeah, it's really
big.
Because you pay a lot of money for storage.
Right.
And you're going to pay that no matter which company you
and
have.
And that really is the biggest expense and the biggest hassles with body cam.
So,
because you don't know how
long
you
have to be able to have access to it, or else there's no point.
You have to keep it.
Yeah.
Correct. So, for evidence. So, they canceled it. Then they went out for bid. And the bid listed qualifications that only utility could comply with. Having to do with tasers, which is something that's not necessarily tied up or necessarily has to be tied up with body cams. So it got very suspicious. It has been reported.
Because utility, I think, does not provide tasers.
No.
It's the Axum one.
They do body cams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there is a difference between tasers and body cams. I mean, I'm not
there's
like
not
an
some
expert.
Kind of like, not to be benefit of the doubt, because God knows I don't know that these people need it. But there's not some sort of like an electrical pulse that can cause a problem with the taser for the body cam.
Not that I've
not
ever
not that
heard.
I know of.
Okay. I just don't know anything
not
about body
cams. Not that I've ever
cams.
Heard. So it's been reported by two news outlets, KMOV and the Post-Dispatch, that the feds are looking at this contract.
Mm.
Okay. Huh. And that happened before the meeting. And there were subpoenas that went out to the city and went out to the police department.
Wow.
They're, you know, so this is a very controversial issue. It was never mentioned. However,
it was never mentioned at the meeting
last
night.
However, the board voted to go for a 3-year contract with, because their contract is running out.
So they've got to move.
They got to move.
Yeah.
So the board said, you know, we are going to give a 3-year contract to utility.
And Jeffco and everybody else uses.
Yes. And evaluate, and if there are issues, there are some people that, oh, there are issues. You know what? No matter what system you have, there's going to be issues.
Ain't that the truth?
So, and it's technology. That's the way it works. So, I thought that was, one, very brave in that, you know, they didn't drag anybody through the mud, but they said, you know, we have a very significant problem that we need to take care of now. And I felt that they did so in a way that they did the right thing.
So
and
Russell said he
easy.
Heard that Chief Tracy didn't say a word at last night's meeting. Is
he
that
did
true?
Not. Yesterday, yeah, yesterday's meeting.
I agree, Russell. I do find that strange.
And so I just think that that was a good way to handle that. Is it perfect? No. But when you're caught in a timing issue, and of course, everyone was like, you know, we need to set up a procurement policy, and we are going to do that. But we are in a crack, and our data is... We have to make sure that we have continuity of data, and so this is the way to go. And they all agreed with that.
Who did they elect president?
Chris Saraceno, yeah, who
Chris
has
Saraceno.
A 4-year term.
Yeah.
And they all have staggered terms, just so you know.
The
okay.
presidential
One, two,
term
three,
is
four.
That's the president term is not also a 4-year term, is it? Or is that
they have
staggered?
Not determined that yet.
Okay.
So he is currently the president. Brad Ortega, who has a 1-year term, was elected the vice president.
Okay.
And so and then Sonia Jenkins. Mm-hmm. She's on. I think she's the two or the. They're the two
I think
or the
she
three.
Was two.
Yeah, and then who is the fourth?
Brown.
Yeah.
Don Brown.
Yeah, and no, he's the non-voter.
I started to say he
lives
he doesn't
in the county. And
he's
a non-voter.
The non-voter. You know what?
Does
I don't
a non-voter
know.
Have a term? I don't know.
He's got to have
so,
a term. I just don't know.
Yeah.
How long it is?
So I felt like one. They made a lot of groundwork in just getting sort of the basics. And, you know, you got to start somewhere, and they're going to have extra meetings, and it's going to be, there's a lot of work to do. And I appreciated that they said that. And I appreciated that they took something that was very controversial and just put it to bed.
Steve, what's your expectations of this board?
So my expectations from the beginning, you know, and I really, truly fought for this on the House floor.
He did. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it wasn't an easy vote. I said, this is one of these things I'm sure I voted for local control 13 or 14 years ago. But when you just hear that much testimony from that many people that are involved in the process, especially the officers at the POA, the Ethical Society of Police, you got to listen to them. So my expectation is that we have a true board of directors that set policy, that work on budgeting issues,
oversee.
Make financial decisions, all those things, not directly. People always say, hey, if we go to this board, how are they going to reduce crime? I'm like, they're not going to directly reduce crime. They are not. But a better managed department mm-hmm. with clearer goals, mm-hmm. with a 3-year financial plan, a 5-year financial plan, and they've got to address staffing and officer pay and things that we've just been kicking that can down the road.
And local politicians, that is very challenging to say,
right.
You know, we're going to do the money fight. And, you know, we've got a progressive caucus that is very challenging, and they're not going to, you know, love having to give, you know, more money to cops.
Well, and one of the things that I've heard about is so Donna Behringer's our new comptroller, right, who just mm-hmm. came in. I have heard the police department has been trying to get their firing range up to speed for years. And they had submitted money that they asked for from the comptroller's office. And the comptroller's office kept running them in circles and saying, we never got your stuff. It's
they
not here.
They have nowhere to train.
Whatever.
They have nowhere to train for their guns.
But
that is obscene.
Evidently, Donna just had a meeting with them a few weeks ago, and she said, what do you need from my department? And they said, we need $1.7 million to get our firing range back up and running. Done. And she got them the money in less than a week so they can start doing
it. Well, that doesn't surprise me, knowing Donna.
And Donna was with us on this.
But that's my expectation of what you're going to see. What do you think about this expectation that's coming? Because I think, you know, you having a Jeffco side, me having a St. Charles side, we don't have a direct involvement in what's in the city of St. Louis like Steve does.
But it does. It affects everybody.
It affects our region.
It 100% does. And, you know, I think... not running for re-election means I say things a little bit more clearly than I would have before. I was really...
As Elman said to me one time, when you're not running for re-election, it's very freeing.
Well, I like to have thought that I said what I thought before.
I think you did.
But my concern... Here's my concern is that a lot of the problems that are happening in the city of St. Louis are not solvable by the police department. They can't do it without
the
support.
But they try to make them do it.
I understand that. But they've been trying to do things that they can't do without the political support. And when you see the Democratic Party in New York or other progressive wings in St. Louis kneecapping them, it doesn't matter. Yes, it matters that you have support from a board, that you have some planning, that you have transparency. My concern all along was that this is going to be not the win that everybody hoped it would be as fast as it would be, because nothing is ever as fast as everybody wants it to be.
Right.
And then now it is a political problem that is a Jeff City problem. And I'm rooting for the governor. I'm rooting for the supermajority. I'm rooting for the state. And I'm worried that it's just transferring ownership. It's going to be responsibility without authority. And so I hope that's not the case, but that's been my concern from the beginning.
It wasn't when I was in the governor's office. It wasn't like that.
I think all of us have a vested interest that this works.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work, but I think we all in the St. Louis region, we all have a vested interest that this works and that we see crime turn around for the positive. And I'm cautiously optimistic, I'll say. I was just telling somebody at lunch today, I am cautiously optimistic about where the city of St. Louis is going, and I feel better about that than I have in over 10 years.
For sure.
It is good officers.
Reason for you to do that. Crime has been trending in the right direction. That has to continue. And
well, maybe we'll be able to trust the stats now.
Audit the crime stats.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to trust the stats.
They need to do that ASAP.
It is the Reardon Roundtable on a Friday. Jane Duker, Steve Butts, Mary Elizabeth Coleman is with us. We are going to wrap up our last segment of the Roundtable on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today at 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Reardon Roundtable. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are joined by Jane Duker, as always, State Representative Steve Butts and State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. So the topic that just won't die.
Well,
even though he did, Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm. So
this kind of goes back to our Coldplay concert earlier of, you know, we do love all this kind of stuff of, you know, sex in the media sells, man. That gets people excited.
I mean,
hurting kids. I mean, I think that people's angry about, they're not because it's salacious. They're angry because God's children are not for sale, and we're moving them around and not getting to the bottom of who's actually responsible. So you've got people
This is what I'm saying. When you have issues like this gets everybody's blood going.
Yeah, it should.
Right. So you had the whole thing that started off where you had a lot of talk about the fact there's an Epstein list. We know what the list is. We're going to make the list public.
It's on my desk.
Yes. And then all of a sudden...
No list.
What list?
That is so suspicious. I mean, I know you love the Trump man, but that is so suspicious.
Okay, but I'm so glad that the Democrats are finally realizing we should do something about the Epstein list. That's the only good thing about
and
all
I want
of
to
this
do something...
is now all the Democrats are on board with releasing everything.
It,
so
it's like, where
it
have you been?
Release it all.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party. Let's release
and
it all.
And by the way, if you'll notice, an awful lot of Republicans who are Trump supporters are saying, where's the list?
You're
I mean, Mike
list.
Johnson is one who's going, he is all about, hey, if you've got a list, let's see it. Let's go.
Put it out.
And the double speak, though, about having the list on my desk and then saying, you know, later trying to walk that back saying, well,
it doesn't exist.
It didn't mean the list. That doesn't exist. I just thought you meant the whole file. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, we don't believe that.
This adds to this never-ending narrative that we've been living, I think, for a long time, and that is, the electorate, myself, probably everybody in this room, you just get to the point, you don't know who to believe. And for something this outrageous that was this public,
sex
with a guy dying how he died. I mean,
oh, we released the video, but not the 1 minute. Like, come on. Exactly.
Somehow the camera malfunctions during
the
critical
minute. Yeah,
it's just
no one believes that either. I mean,
no one believes it.
Well, are you going to believe yourself or you know what I tell you? Right, believe your lying eyes or what I've told you.
Exactly.
I'm going to believe my lying eyes.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to see the whole tape, so yeah, we won't ever know. Look, this is suspicious, and anybody that says it's not. Is full of baloney. You know, we had women that were trafficked.
Children
that were trafficked for years. This guy got off over and over again, and it's sickening. And I was sickened by the jury in the Diddy case. I don't know what happened, but I read the transcript as it went. I listened to the testimony. There was RICO all over this testimony. He had employees protecting his nonsense. It was so obvious. And, you know, I why can't this country, whether it's priests or rappers or island weirdos, financiers, why can we not come to grips with
I don't care
sex
who you are. You are, if you are hurting kids, that's it. You go to jail
or
for
even
a
women.
Long time.
Even right. women.
And I women. Mean, really.
We're never going to find out what happened with Diddy. I mean, you know, and they fired Comey.
Yeah, I know.
The prosecutor in that case, and who, by the way, tried a really good case. And I know that she's Jim Comey's daughter.
Right.
But she tried a good case, and the jury blew it. They blew it. They should retry it. They you know what? They hung on the
they certainly can
on the RICO. They could retry it. But why don't they want to retry it? Why do we keep pushing all of this stuff under the rug? And it's everywhere. It's in sports. It's in Hollywood. It's in finance. It's you know, when are we going to come to terms that we're just not going to put up with
Steve,
this
are we going to have a list that comes out or no?
Not Steve Butts. No. Steve Butts.
We're going to have the list. You know, no, I guess I'll say I have no faith in saying we're going to actually have the list.
Yeah.
To these ladies' points, this has been happening for a long time, and it really
decades.
Doesn't matter who. We have to say, as a society, we are going to punish these people.
If you did it, or you knew.
And it's like they're just too kids. Big. They're too big to bring down.
Well, and
that's
outrageous. I will say, as a Trump guy, and I fully support Trump, and I like a lot of his ideas, but I will tell you, to keep your law and order credibility, I think you need to follow through on this. I think this needs to
Here's
see
the
light
problem.
Of day.
Did you read about the goofy card that he gave Epstein? With their about secrets,
okay.
And, I mean,
but
that's weird.
The whole letter didn't make any sense. First of all, anybody who's read or listened to anything Trump says, that
right.
thing did not look like Trump
no.
wrote it. He handwrites everything. He doesn't do a typed letter.
No,
like none of that feels. Oh, you held that through the 2016 election.
Well, the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, you held that through the 2020
right.
election. Oh, not in 2024. You decide to publish it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give
I
me a
don't
break.
Think so.
Come
that,
on.
That seems very fishy to me.
The Wall Street Journal didn't think it was
okay. So.
I got a minute and a half left here.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, Jane, you're going to see Savannah Bananas
yes, and
tonight.
I hear rain.
Well,
and I'm just
you know.
Please go away or hurry up and get
through. Get here and get out.
Hopefully it passes soon.
Yes.
Senator,
yes.
What do you got planned for the weekend? Big stuff?
Yeah, we have... We've got an indoor Veta game this evening. Why 7-year-olds play in indoor soccer, which
there you go.
Is...
Soccer headaches. Love them.
I know, but it's so much fun watching your little kids play. Like,
it really
I'm sorry,
is.
It is fantastic. And so he's the caboose of our family. There's a 6-year gap between him and the next oldest of the set of 5, and it's so fun. So we're going to be watching some soccer at Veta tonight. So if you aren't doing anything and you want to come, they sell beer. We'll be in South County at the Concord Veta later.
That's a good one.
You got to love it. All right, Steve.
All right, I got something great. We're taking 6 of the grandkids to see Evita tonight. So it's Grandpa's night at
the
Muni.
Is that at the Muni?
Love it.
Is it the Muni?
Well, I hope you don't get rained on.
I know.
Yeah, it's an 8:15 start, so as long as
oh, you'll be good
out,
by
then.
Yeah.
And the heat advisory begins for most of next week. I mean, like a severe heat. Yeah,
it's
so
it's
either pouring rain and bad weather, or it's 180 degrees.
And then Sue will tell you, come on down to Crenellet Park and check out our new pickleball courts
Yay.
This weekend.
They are so beautiful. I can't even express it to you. And Steve, are you playing on Saturday? Because I'm thinking of rotating in. Michael's out of town. What's the plan?
I'm playing on Saturday.
Okay.
Whoa. All right. See you there.
Okay.
I feel like we're tagging in. Hey, thanks to Senator Mary Elizabeth Colmes, State Representative, soon to be Senator Steve Butts, and for being here today. Jane Duker's hanging out for the next hour. Sue's News is coming up on the other side. We've also got Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films, and we're going to talk a little sports with Frank Cusimano. Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.